Making great choices. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. I guess you can never hammer home a message too hard, particularly when it's a good message, when there's such conflict and despair residing in this world. I'd rather think positive, and one of those positives happens to lie in a little organization known as Future Farmers of America. We've done countless stories about the successes that these kids experience, and we're not restricting that to the farm or the ranch. We're talking college, politics, business, in life. Here's a great example, Lee Wiesenberg of Sutherland, Oregon. He's an FFA man, but has no agricultural background.
Fun fact about me, I have no ag background at all in my family or at my house. I live in a cul-de-sac. I have no land and I've never raised an animal. And it was one of those things when I had that forecasting sheet, all my friends were doing it, so I thought, why not? I'll try it. There's scholarships in there, so maybe in the future it'll help me. Little did I know that I would soon fall in love with it. My FFA experience has done so much to me.
FFA State Officer Jensen Kemble of Ontario, Oregon is among those FFA members who have taken a year to visit other FFA members across the state and reach potential new members.
We've been able to travel across Oregon and experience some pretty amazing things and interact with some incredible members who are the future of our agriculture, and we really believe that. And Oregon FFA is doing amazing things.
Amazing things for a national total of 650,000 future farmers of America.
David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.